It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, Skagway's Planning and Zoning Commission spent 2.5 hours across two meetings creating recommendations for the Assembly to increase housing inventory. Residents voice concerns about the process. And a board member from Haynes Huts and Trails participated in Skagway's last Parks and Recreation Committee meeting as the idea of a hut traverse between the communities was broached. If the plan comes to fruition, the average hiker could make the trip in 3 days. Skagway's Planning and Zoning Commission met February 8th to discuss housing recommendations forwarded from their January 16th work session. For that work session, Chair David Brenna requested each member submit 3 suggestions to address the borough's housing shortage. There was little discussion on the recommendations, and most of them were forwarded to the February meeting. Resident Charity Pomeroy was not impressed with the format of the work session. She spoke during Citizens Present on February 8th.
I just wanted to come here tonight to express my extraordinary disappointment in the way the work session was run. I don't understand how that can be seen as a work session. It seemed designed to exclude outside input and to shut down ideas amongst the commissioners. It seemed designed to disallow work. So I am here to ask that an actual sit-down work session be scheduled, and that the items on tonight's agenda be worked on, and discussed and explored before they are advanced at all.
Sherry Corrington also addressed the body at Citizens Present. She questioned if Brenda's position as a realtor and landowner made his participation in planning and zoning a conflict of interest.
You know, sitting as the chair of planning and zoning as a realtor and as somebody who holds a lot of land in this community, all eyes are on you right now. And we are watching, making sure that you're not kind of pushing your own agenda in utilizing the position you're in. And so I'm just going to say it because that's who I am. And I know I'm not alone in this concern. So extra scrutiny should be in place right now.
At the meeting, an amendment to Robert's Rules of Orders allowing for use of a consent agenda was voted down. In consent agenda, non-controversial items that don't require discussion, such as approval of meeting minutes, can be placed into a single agenda item. Any member can request an item be removed from consent agenda. Several times in the February 8th meeting, Commissioner Laura Mabee requested another work session be scheduled before any recommendations be forwarded to the Assembly.
I don't feel I've had time to help with the input, and I'd like to see just something more comprehensive come from this group.
A 2-page document of recommendations was submitted to the Assembly for its February 15th meeting. Those recommendations were not discussed. Brenna thanked everyone who participated in the 2 housing meetings, including those who gave public testimony.
I appreciate all your comments. I know I'm a realtor. We're not all bad guys, but, we're trying to get some housing, and from my point of view, I do want to do it expeditiously. And I see some benefit to having multiple meetings, but there's a lot of things planning and zoning can do that are not controversial in any way and that can facilitate housing. And I'm hopeful that we'll do that.
The next planning and zoning meeting has yet to be announced. Representatives from Skagway and Haynes discussed developing a 20-mile hiking trail with 3 huts between the 2 communities. Kevin Forster of the Haynes Huts and Trails Board called into the February 8th Skagway Parks and Recreation Committee to introduce the idea in partnership with Parks and Recreation Chair Kate Colodi. The pair emphasized the Haines-Skagway Hut Traverse was in its earliest stages of development, with more questions than answers. One of the main issues is what entity would manage the trail, which is part of the Tongass National Forest. Forster said the groups want as much feedback as possible before moving forward.
I think some of the intention with reaching out in a transparent way to as many different people as possible early on is to understand concerns and also just to understand the general excitement or not in the early phases to understand whether it's worth pursuing.
Forster has hiked the Traverse 5 times. He recommended putting the trail on the east side of the canal, which he said was less arduous than the west. The proposed One Direction Trail would start at the Cotsahine River. Hikers would need to be transported by air or boat to the location from Haines. The 3 huts would be spaced roughly 6 miles apart, making the trip a 3-day journey. The presentation was met with enthusiasm by the gallery. Assemblymember Deb Potter, who sits on Parks and Recreation, was intrigued.
I love this idea. I don't know if it's ever happened before, of a cooperative Haines-Skagway approach to trail building. I think it's great, and I think it's innovative, and speaks to, you know, kind of the modern relationship between our two communities.
Both Kaladi and Potter pointed out that the trail system would encourage independent travelers, a demographic Skagway has tried to attract since the pandemic. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clequan at 102.3 and translator K220BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.